Hello and welcome to the FTR State of Freight podcast and episode 9 of the Trucking Market Update. The State of Freight podcast is where we share timely transportation intelligence with you on a weekly basis. Today's episode is the Trucking Market Update, but we are also starting a new Rail Market Update segment. The Rail Market Update will start later this week, featuring FTR's Vice President of Rail and Intermodal, Todd Tranowski. In today's episode of the Trucking Market Update, FTR's Vice President of Trucking, Avery Weiss, will be discussing the FTR Trucking Conditions Index, details on the spot market, and all of the key economic indicators that are discussion worthy. As this information is presented, you are welcome to follow along and look at the graphs and indicators yourself by downloading the PDF of the presentation from our podcast landing page. You can also download a PowerPoint version that will allow you to pull all of the graphs or individual slides into your own presentations. A link to the PDF and PowerPoint of the presentation is available for download now at www.ftrintel.com/podcast. From there, you can also find episodes and downloads and more State of Freight information, and that link again is www.ftrintel.com/podcast. As always, we'd love to hear from you. If you have any thoughts or feedback about the podcast, tell us what you love about it or what you would like to see improved by emailing us at podcast@ftrintel.com.
Welcome to FTR's weekly trucking market update. I'm Avery Weiss, Vice President of Trucking. This is episode 9 for the week of April 22nd, 2019. Before we start, I want to remind you that, as always, you can download a PDF with graphics related to today's discussion at www.ftrintel.com/podcast. Today, we'll discuss, as usual, spot market data for the prior week, fuel price environment, and wrap up with a few indicators of note. This is a busy week with key indices on manufacturing, inventories, retail sales, residential construction, existing home sales, and international trade, along with a couple of weekly indicators, mortgage rates, and jobless claims. First, though, I want to share some data from FTR. Most of what we do at FTR we make available only on a subscription basis, and you can see what we have to offer at www.ftrintel.com. One exception is the spot market data we share in this podcast each week, which is just a small fraction of what FTR and truckstop.com make available through the TransForecast product. However, we also publish the Trucking Conditions Index, which we distribute widely through the transportation media. Since we're giving it away through the trade journals anyway, why not talk about it on the Trucking Market Update, right? So, to set it up, the Trucking Conditions Index, or TCI, is a basic indicator of trucking industry strength, taking into account key factors such as freight volume, capacity and rates, and cost factors such as fuel and financing. The base of the index is zero, representing essentially neutral conditions. When the numbers are positive, higher numbers mean a stronger trucking environment. When the numbers are negative, higher numbers mean a weaker climate. The TCI was extraordinarily strong during the first couple of quarters of 2018, with readings consistently in double digits, as all three freight elements, volume, capacity, and rates, were solidly in carriers' favor. By the end of Q3, however, we started coming back to earth, so to speak, and those strengths began to ease as costs were also rising. December was a bit of an outlier as diesel costs were much lower than they had been and freight volume and rates were just a bit stronger. That probably was the final double-digit reading of this business cycle. January's TCI fell roughly halfway to zero from that level, and the latest reading, February, declined further to a reading of 1.71, which gets us still closer to a neutral environment. With a forecast of continued easing in freight demand and rate growth, we expect the Trucking Conditions Index to remain close to neutral for the rest of the year. While we anticipate the TCI generally will remain above neutral, we are close enough to zero that a negative reading is certainly possible in the coming months. Keep in mind that significant changes in even one of the five basic inputs that I talked about earlier can materially affect the TCI, so it's actually one of FTR's more volatile indicators. So that's the Trucking Conditions Index for February. We'll review the March 2019 index in a few weeks. Okay, so let's talk about the spot market for truck freight. The Market Demand Index, the ratio of loads available to trucks available in the truckstop.com load matching system, dipped again last week, more or less in keeping with seasonal expectations, but it remains above the five-year average. This was the final week before Easter, so it will be interesting next week to see whether the MDI would have been even weaker absent the run-up to the holiday. The broker-posted rate per mile, excluding fuel surcharges, dropped by nearly 4 cents last week, and that's the biggest decline since the second week of the year. However, a big drop in week two is typical as the spot market gets back truck capacity that it loses during the holidays. It's worth noting that in week 16, we were significantly below the five-year average for the first time in more than 2 years. However, the rate weakness was focused in just one of the three sectors we discuss in this podcast, and we'll talk about that in a moment. As has been typical recently, the easing of the MDI was a load availability issue, not truck availability, which has held quite steady and is close to the comparable 2018 levels. Despite the overall weakness in the market demand index, the MDI for dry van equipment actually ticked a bit higher in week 16 for the first time in 4 weeks on higher load availability and stable truck availability. Spot rates firmed just a tad, although they are still very close to the lowest level in more than 2 years. The market demand index for refrigerated spot freight moved just a bit higher after a more significant increase the week before. It's the same story on volume versus capacity, with the MDI improvement coming from strength and load availability the past couple of weeks, and truck availability just slightly higher, but well below not only the five-year average, but even the comparable 2018 levels. Refrigerated spot rates rose for the second straight week, but they remain well below the five-year average and just a couple of weeks removed from their lowest level in more than 2 years. So that brings us to flatbed, which among the three sectors accounted for all of the weakness in the MDI and rates for the week. I should note here that we don't discuss the specialized segment in this podcast, but that sector also contributed to the weakness in MDI and rates. The market demand index for flatbed dropped sharply and was below the five-year average for the first time in well over 2 years, as load availability fell and truck availability ticked up just a bit higher. Rates were down, although they were still tracking closely with the five-year average. When we get to discussion of economic indicators, you might see one reason why we're having some weakness in flatbed. So to sum up, we continue to see an overall easing in the MDI and rates, but the reasons are different from week to week. While we had been seeing weakness focused in refrigerated and especially dry van, those sectors have actually firmed up a bit, and now it's flatbed as well as the specialized segment that is dragging down the overall. Another big takeaway, and we discussed this a little bit last week, is that we're not seeing any surge in spot market truck capacity. And that's something we would expect to see if the overall freight market were weak. This implies that we have hit the point in capacity additions where freight is moving fairly easily through route guides. However, we certainly don't seem to be in a significant overcapacity situation, because if we were, we would be seeing higher truck capacity as carriers scramble to fill excess trucks. So let's look at the fuel and petroleum markets. On April 22nd, the price of a barrel of West Texas Intermediate crude topped $65 for the first time since Halloween and is the highest level since the day before that. Meanwhile, the price of diesel for the week ended April 22nd was up 2.9 cents to nearly $3.15. Diesel prices are up about 7 cents over the past 3 weeks. That's really not much in the scheme of things, but this has been a pretty stable year so far, with almost all the increase in diesel prices occurring during two 3-week periods, one in April and one in February. Okay, so let's move on and let's talk about economic indicators. And we'll start with a couple.
Before Avery covers the latest indicators, I wanted to take a very brief moment to tell you about the FTR Transportation Conference. The conference is this September 10th through the 12th in Indianapolis. Registration is now open, and we are also offering early bird savings if you register now. As the only conference that brings together all the different aspects of the freight transportation world into one place, the FTR Transportation Conference is the premier forecasting event of the year. In 2018, we had over 80 event speakers providing hard-hitting transportation intelligence and 491 high-level attendees. With 2019 shaping up to top previous years, it will be an event you won't want to miss. To find out more about the FTR Transportation Conference or to register with Early Bird Savings now, go to www.ftrconference.com.
Okay, so let's move on and let's talk about economic indicators. And we'll start with a couple of weekly metrics. After dropping to just above 4% a few weeks ago, mortgage rates ticked up again last week to 4.17%. That's not much, but it is keeping us from going below that 4% threshold, which arguably could lend a psychological boost to home sales. We'll talk about existing home sales in a few minutes, and next week we'll talk about new home sales. Meanwhile, weekly claims for unemployment are still trending lower. The seasonally adjusted figure for the week was the lowest since September 1969. The less volatile 4-week moving average dropped to the lowest level since November 1969. These numbers would suggest that there won't be any letup in the labor market's tightness when we see the April jobs report on May 3rd. Okay, so let's move on to the monthly indicators that we had for the week. Manufacturing is the single most important sector for trucking, and we're in a bit of a holding pattern based on the Federal Reserve's manufacturing index. The index was essentially flat month over month and up just 1% year over year. It is worth noting that the year over year growth is now the weakest since early 2017. We'll get another insight into the manufacturing sector from the closely watched ISM manufacturing index in a little over a week. Another indicator that we watch closely for trucking is the inventory to sales ratio, which is a good indicator of the pressure or lack thereof for inventory replenishment and associated truck movements. If you are a glasses half full person, you might say, hey, the ratio didn't go up, and that's true. It stayed flat at 1.39 in February. But that's not a great number, and it has risen sharply since September. However, we aren't inclined to pay as much attention to the inventories to sales ratio in the past 4 or 5 months than we normally would have. And that's because of distortions that we undoubtedly saw related to how the supply chain reacted to an expectation of tariff increases. You may recall that we were anticipating on January 1 to have a sharp increase in about $200 billion in Chinese imported goods. That increase didn't happen, but the decision to put that off, and it still has been put off, occurred too late to prevent any pull forward of purchasing that might otherwise have occurred in the first quarter of this year. If that's a major factor in what we're seeing with the inventories to sales ratio, then we should start seeing the ratio come down within the next month or two. If that doesn't happen, then we may have more of a systematic issue than one that's distorted by trade relations. If we can say that neither manufacturing nor inventories point to growth, that's not the case for retail sales, which were up by a healthy level in March to their highest level ever. The 3.6% year-over-year increase is weaker than any month in 2018 except for December, which was significantly hit by falling gasoline prices. But it is the strongest since November. Retail and food service sales correlate closely with the strength of the labor market, so we would expect retail to remain healthy for the foreseeable future. Now that you are a little more optimistic, let me bring you back down to earth by talking about residential construction. Housing starts were basically flat in March, month over month, on a seasonally adjusted basis, but they plunged 14.2% year over year. A less volatile view of the 3-month moving average also paints a rather weak picture at a rate of housing starts similar to what we saw in mid-2017. Permits for future construction were weak as well in March, and that's not particularly comforting. Meanwhile, we had seen some good news on the housing front in February because existing home sales had surged, but March existing home sales were weaker. It's too early to call this a trend, of course, but stronger sales had been a glimmer of hope for improved residential construction, which still seems weaker than it should be given the strength of the labor market. However, in next week's podcast, we will talk about new home sales, so we'll see whether we're getting uniform or mixed signals on the sales front. And in case you were wondering, when I was discussing flatbed, yes, it is residential construction's weakness that may very well have a lot to do with why we're seeing particular softness in that sector. Okay, so finally, let's talk about international trade. The U.S. trade deficit in goods eased just a bit in February from January. Imports and exports both were higher month over month, but obviously export growth was a bit stronger than import growth, or otherwise we would have had a larger trade deficit instead of a smaller one. One interesting little nugget, the February volume of crude imports was the lowest since March of 1992. And that's an indicator of just how much our petroleum demand is now being produced domestically. So that's it for the week of April 22nd in terms of economic indicators. Let's sum up everything we've discussed. The trucking conditions index weakened and closed in on neutral in February. Spot market indicators for dry van and refrigerated were a bit firmer, but flatbed weakened. Crude topped $65 a barrel for the first time since Halloween, as diesel prices also rose again modestly. Mortgage rates ticked up slightly, but they're hovering around the lowest levels since early 2018. Jobless claims were at their lowest level since the fall of 1969. The Federal Reserve's manufacturing index held essentially steady in March. The inventories to sales ratio also held steady at an elevated level. Retail sales were strong. In fact, they were at an all-time high. Housing starts dropped sharply, and permits for future construction weren't really any better. Existing home sales declined in March after a very strong February, and the growth in exports of goods slightly outpaced the growth in goods imports. So finally, let's take a quick peek at what's in store for episode 10. It's a much lighter week for economic indicators. We'll talk about new home sales and capital goods orders. And we'll also look at Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration data on how many new carriers were created in the fourth quarter of last year. The first three quarters were very strong, which isn't particularly surprising given what was happening with rates. But we'll see if that continued in the fourth quarter, which is historically a weaker quarter than the other three. So that's it for FTR's Trucking Market Update, Episode 9 for the week of April 22nd, 2019. Again, as always, you can download a visual representation of the data that I covered at www.ftrintel.com/podcast. Thanks for listening, and we hope you will join us next week.
That's it for this week's Trucking Market Update on the State of Freight podcast. The Trucking Market Update will be published each week along with a PDF and PowerPoint download of the presentation graphs and slides. If you find this transportation intelligence useful, please take a moment to give us a positive rating on iTunes or Stitcher and send us your feedback by email at podcast@ftrintel.com. Check back later this week for the Rail Market Update as well as the State of Freight Today, which is the FTR monthly newsletter that will soon be available on this podcast as well. You can find all of this information and download the PDF or PowerPoint presentation by going to www.ftrintel.com/podcast. and we'd love if you would share that link with any colleagues as well. FTR is the leader in freight transportation forecasting in North America, providing consistently reliable reports for trucking, rail, and intermodal transportation, as well as providing demand analysis for commercial vehicle and railcar. For more information about the work of FTR, visit www.ftrintel.com or call 888-988-1699 to find out which publications will best support your business.